Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As far as accuracy-wise, I'm going with Tua all day.
So which one would you rather have? The deep ball where you got to scramble around the field to try to go find it? Or do you want that accuracy to hit you right in the bread basket on the run?
I want it to hit me right in the bread basket, just like I did in the Buffalo Bills game and take it 70. And the rest is history.
And again, this is not a shot at anybody.
Right.
This is just stuff that had to be said,
It
right?
needed to be said.
It needed to be said.
What exactly needed to be said is, I guess, the question that I will respond with. That was Tyreek Hill you're hearing on a podcast this week saying that Tua Tagovailoa is more accurate than Patrick Mahomes. And I brought this sound to precede my current and upcoming guest here, Matt Verderama, fan-sided on the Wester Hotline, because, first of all, the sensationalization, which I just made up this word, but the sensationalizing we've been hearing from guys like Devontae Adams talking about Derek Carr having a very similar skill set to Aaron Rodgers, hearing the really weird overcompensating happening in Miami from players, Tyreek Hill and coaches and Tua himself, it's just been a really weird couple of days on people saying things that are very obviously not true. Matt, I've got another clip I'm going to play you here in a second, but before I play that one, which gets to even be a little bit more cringeworthy, on a scale of one to super cringe, how cringe was listening to that sound of Tyreek Hill trying to, it sounds like, convince himself that Tua is more accurate than, and I don't even really know what that means, to be quite honest. I am a little thrown off at how cringeworthy that sound clip was.
It's pretty cringeworthy. Look, Mahomes' completion percentage is a couple ticks away from Tua's, but if Patrick Mahomes was asked to play like Tua Tagovailoa, he would complete 84% of his passes. It's the same argument people always make for Carson Wentz. They're like, well, you know, he only threw 7 picks last year. It's like, yeah, if you watch the Colts, because you get to throw it to one tight window a game.
Right.
But that's the way they play. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, those guys, they're always going to throw a couple more picks than a lot of these other guys because they're not game managers. They're going to whale the ball into a tight spot a dozen times a game, and that's why their teams are going to win a lot of games. But the idea with Tua and Hill and Mahomes, the thing that I don't get from it, the Chiefs did right by Tyreek Hill.
That's right.
The Chiefs could have said, you're playing out the final year of your contract, where, by the way, he was going to make $21 million. And then they could have franchise tagged him and then let him walk at 30 when his value wasn't as high. They traded him to South Beach. And he got a record-setting contract. Like, the Chiefs did right by the guy. It's a weird – I don't understand. Like, if Tyrann Mathieu was angry at the Chiefs, I get it. Tyreek Hill being weirdly angry at the Chiefs, that I don't understand.
I'm going to play this next one for you, and for the folks that haven't heard this yet. This just got posted. Dov Kleiman on Twitter posted. This is the second clip from that podcast.
But look, this is what I want inside the building. I want the head coach to know that on Sundays that defenses fear Tyreek Hill. That's what I want the head coach to know. And the head coach do know that, though. He know that. He know that without the cheater on the field, he know that, hey, Pat, you're going to have a long day today. You know what I'm saying? Pat, he heck of a quarterback, hell of a player. I love him to death, but come on, man. Sometimes I just want people to just be like, hey, Tariq, like him.
So that clip is essentially Tyreek Hill, Matt, saying, well, without me, Patrick Mahomes is going to have a tough time succeeding. And you and I have had this conversation about the evolution of, listen, I think the Bills and Chiefs, in their own way, in different ways, are going through an evolution phase of their offense. The Bills, they draft James Cook. They move on from Cole Beasley. They've got receivers behind Davis and Diggs that are going to be new faces in this program, just like without Tyreek Hill, MBS. You talk about Juju Smith-Schuster, some different pieces in the backfield. These are two offenses that are evolving, and I think it's a little laughable. Listen, Tyreek Hill is one of the most unique talents to ever play the game. His speed is second to none. But to think that Patrick Mahomes is going to somehow become more of a mediocre quarterback because he doesn't have Tyreek Hill, certainly, Matt, I'm not going to argue that defenses aren't going to defend the Chiefs differently, but I think that's a welcomed change for the Chiefs. I think they want to be defended differently, right?
I could tell you this much. Privately, while they do believe he's a big loss, privately they also feel like they couldn't utilize his speed in the same way last year because of the way teams played them. So, look, I think when you look at them, nobody in their right mind would argue that Juju Smith-Schuster or Marcus Valdes-Scantling or Sky Moore is going to be Tyreek Hill. That's not going to happen. But could I make an argument that Juju Smith-Schuster is going to go there and have 1,100 yards this year? Yeah, I could, because he's going to be wide open all the time because Mahomes has a really good offensive line. He's got Kelsey. They've got all these other guys like Hardman, who I didn't mention as well. They'll spread the ball around. It's the same reason that if you said to me Jamison Crowder is going to have 900 yards this year, I'd bet, yeah, I could believe that. Because no one's going into the game trying to stop Jamison Crowder. Just like no one's going to go into a game going, we got to shut down Mecole Hardman. And so therefore, you're going to get a bunch of one-on-one matches. Look,
yep.
They're going to have to change. Without Hill, it is going to be different. But the bottom line with the Chiefs, they're going to win and lose based off how their defense plays. That's how they're – I mean, they're going to score points. The Chiefs are going to score 30 points a game. It's going to come down to Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis and some of the other second- and third-year guys like Nick Bolton and Willie Gay who are getting elevated roles. If those kids play well, the Chiefs will be really good. Similar to – for me, like, I know right now in Buffalo, look, you got Stephon Diggs. He's great. Gabriel Davis is a nice up-and-coming player. You know, hasn't maybe been a guy who has 1,000 yards, but certainly has potential, had a great playoff run. But for me with Buffalo, it comes down to, like, if the pass rush is good, which obviously they invested heavily in, if it's good, they will be, to me, the best team in football. And for Tyreek, look, I get it. You want to be respected. You were respected. You had 111 catches last year. Like, it wasn't like the Chiefs were just avoiding throwing you the football. And by the way, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I've tweeted it out. I'll try to retweet it for anyone listening who wants to find the numbers. In Mahomes' career without Tyreek Hill, he averages like 360 yards a game.
Right.
He's lost once. It's been okay.
I think he'll be okay. It's just, I don't know, the conversations this offseason, the projecting, I don't know, it feels like a level of insecurity. And it feels like, or like people that are trying to sell you on why they wanted the move, right? Hearing Devontae Adams talk about Derek Carr. And I get it. He's partial to Derek Carr. He played in college with him. He wanted to play with him in the NFL. And I get that move. He gets to play in Vegas now. And that offense is going to be really darn good. It's got McDaniels. We'll see how they play all together and what it looks like. But, and you know, Darren Waller's not going to see bracketed coverage anymore. What's that mean for him? What's that mean for, you know, Hunter Renfro, who is already really good last year? But to think that, like, anybody's going to be convinced that because – and here's the thing that bothers me about wanting to talk about Tua Tagovailoa, right? And I go – everybody knows me on Twitter. I probably go the extra mile to besmirch him. But what I'll say about this is you don't have to be at mini camp practices to form some kind of opinion. He's put enough on film for me to know when he talks about accuracy – you're not saying the same thing, accuracy, when you're talking about Patrick Mahomes. If you are, you're insane.
Look, I've covered this league long enough to know a few things, and one of them is if you're basing anything, your projections, your thoughts, whatever it is, on OTAs and minicamp, you have a big problem. Because nobody – you think – right now, like the best teams in the league, okay, the Rams, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Packers, the Bucks – Do you think anybody sitting there just grinding over how good those teams are going to be based off of how they look in an OTA? Like, is anyone watching Josh Allen in an OTA right now in Buffalo and going, God, did he miss that post? Well, that's it then. That's the end of the season. Like, nobody cares. Because the Bills are going to win 13 games this year, and Kansas City is going to win 12, 13 games this year, and the Rams are going to win 11 or 12 games this year. Like, it's that is one thing I will say of Miami. It has been odd. It almost feels forced, like, to a point
yes.
of obnoxiousness. Like, well, look, did you see the deep ball he threw in a 7-on-7? Like, well, I hope he hit it. It's a 7-on-7 throw. Like, to me, nothing with Tua changes until it changes on the field. And this year, look, they went out and got Tyreek Hill. They brought back Mike Gesicki. They have Jalen Waddle. They have an offensive-minded head coach. They have Raheem Mostert. They went out and got Teron Armstead. Like, this is the year for him. They have two first-round picks next year. If he's not good this year, he is gone.
Gone.
So, gone. Oh, gone. Gone. Like, out the door, like, the day after the season, gone. Like, they will move on. So, this is it. And, like, I get it. But, you know, I'll compare it to another situation I think similar. The Eagles are in a very similar situation with Jalen Hurts. You don't hear all this stuff out of Philadelphia.
Nope.
Right? It's like they're just confident in him. It's like you don't hear. You know, I've talked to people around the Eagles about this all season. I actually have a piece coming out on them on Tuesday about their offseason. And you don't hear the Eagles, like, hey, did you see that throw from Jalen? You see that slant route he threw? It was a banger. Hit him right in the hands. Like, they're just confident that they went out and they surrounded him with the right pieces. They're going to be good. It's just a bizarre, almost forced idea that Tua all of a sudden is going to be this great quarterback. Let's see him do it. He's been in the league 2 years. Let's see him do it.
And Matt, for me, like, I almost, short of an AFC divisional or AFC championship appearance for the Dolphins, I think his fate is almost sort of sealed here, Matt. I'm not sure there's anything short of a deep playoff run this year that keeps Tua there because of the amount of money they've invested into Tyreek Hill, where he is in his career. He'll be 30 next playing season. That matters in this conversation, right? And you get one more year or one less year of a rookie deal with Jalen Waddle and Jalen Phillips, and you start to say, like, well, man, where is the route where Tua's back next year? Because for me, unless it's 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns, and Matt, I'm going to tell you now, I'll bet my life savings that's not happening. And B, short of him getting deep into the playoffs, which I just don't see in this AFC, I just don't see a route where he's back next year and they can't upgrade based on the other quarterbacks that'll be available. Jimmy Garoppolo's going to know that system. They're going to have a tough time saying no to Jimmy G. Like, I don't know, Matt. It's hard for me to find a formula or a way to get to he'll be there next year short of an AFC championship game appearance.
I don't know that I'd take it that far. I think if they made the playoffs, he'd be back. But here's the thing, regardless of where you draw the line with that, they're in the worst spot possible for one reason. They're in a spot where he's not just outright terrible, right? Like, he's not somebody you watch and just go, oh, okay, he just can't play at all. I mean, you know, it's not like you look at him and think, oh, he's Deshaun Kizer, okay? Where you watch him for five games and you're like, that's just not going to happen. Or Josh Rosen. But he's also clearly not going to be good enough to drive a championship team in the AFC where everybody and their mother has a quarterback who can throw for 5,000 yards. But you still have, even though you've removed the coach, you still have the GM who took Tua. So there's always this idea that, like, well, he's my guy and I'm going to make it work. And you look in the AFC, like you mentioned them having to make a deep playoff run, and I hear that. But the bottom line is, like, there are only 7 playoff spots. There are 16 teams in that conference. If you sat there and said, who are the Dolphins right now? Who are they definitively better than? The Jets, in my opinion, they're better than the Jets.
Yep.
They're better than Jacksonville. They're better than Houston. I think they're better than Pittsburgh. And that's where my list ends. That's a problem. That's 4 teams. Like, I mean, you want to make the argument they're better than the Pats? I think they're more talented than the Pats, but are they going to win more games than them? I mean, I don't know that I would make that bet. I think they're both about 8 to 9 win teams. I think they're, you know, are they better than Cleveland? Depends on Deshaun Watson's situation. But but on the flip side of that, I could make an easy argument. They're worse than every single team in the AFC West. They're worse than Buffalo. They're worse than Baltimore and Cincinnati. They're worse than, in my opinion, Indianapolis and probably Tennessee. Like, it's going to, even if he plays well, they're probably the ninth best team in the conference. It's just he's in the wrong conference and in the wrong time, the wrong era, where the quarterbacks are just, they're loaded. He's not going to beat out those guys in the playoffs.
No shot. I don't see it. And it's only, and especially because of having that, Steve Young said this last year about the Bills, having scar tissue in the playoffs. And that scar tissue, those losses are important because they help you learn how to win it the next year. And I think the Bills are in that position. I think maybe the Chargers are getting close to being in that position, but we'll see. Matt, I wanted to quickly, because I've got to run here, I wanted you to quickly promote your podcast. You had Noah Fant on, the new Seahawks wide receiver, was traded in that Russell Wilson trade from Denver. Promote that a little bit. Tell the folks what you got going on so I can promote a little bit of your work here to my listeners.
Sure, thanks. Stacking the Box podcast. We go on live at noon every Tuesday on YouTube. If you want to check it out, you can subscribe to it on YouTube. You can ask questions in real time. Myself, my co-host Mark Carmen, we go on every week. We did have Noah Fant on. It was an interview we did on I did on Friday. Really interesting guy. Really thoughtful on his move over to Seattle. Talked about the division and talked about the fact that, hey, look, yeah, week one when I played Denver, yeah, of course it's a revenge game. I'm not going to sit here and lie about it. I thought he was really interesting really honest. And it was certainly one of the more enjoyable interviews I've done. Really a very, very interesting guy to listen to.
Well, Matt, I appreciate you as always. You're so generous with your time. I love the insight, love chatting with you, and look forward to doing it again soon, man. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and get ready for training camp. It's very close.
Always getting close. Take it easy.
Thanks, brother. Matt Verderam there of FanSided. Going to take a timeout. On the other side, we'll replay some extra point stuff for you. That's coming up next here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.